podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I want to talk to you about Jack Charlton, and very sadly passed away over the weekend. And the reaction has been extraordinary. It really has. I know he was an honorary Irishman, but he was an Englishman. The Irish people just took the man to their heart after his spell as manager of the Republic of Ireland soccer squad. And there's a couple of things I wanted to ask you about. I want you to send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. And I want you to tell me how you reacted to the passing of Jack Charlton and what memories he brings up for you and when you heard him pass away. And in fact, I have a vox pop coming up in a moment where one man, as you will hear, said he's never normally taken by the passing of a celebrity, but he was with Jack Charlton. And another question that I want to ask you, do you think that here in Dublin we should put up a statue to Jack Charlton? It's been talked about. It's something that has been talked about before, but now he has passed. Is it time for Ireland to recognise the contribution that Jack Charlton made to football in this country and erect a statue to him somewhere in Dublin? Now, obviously, we'd want that statue erected at least 6 foot off the ground to stop people defacing it, like they've done with the Luke Kelly statue again, but that's another day's work. But my question to you is, should we erect a statue to Jack Charlton here in Dublin? Call me now on 6797981 or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. About that, or about your memories of Jack Charlton and what his passing means to you. So send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98 on that, and the question about whether or not we should have a statue to Jack Charlton here in Dublin. Now, over the weekend, yesterday in fact, our reporter JJ Clark went out and about to gauge the reaction of some people in the city centre.
I was actually, and I was surprised about how sad I actually was, because I don't usually get sad at the passing of a celebrity, you know. But Jack Charlton was special, a very, very special man. He changed the energy of the country, and it was actually my best summer when of the World Cup, when Jack was in charge, when he got us to the World Cup and everything. It was a party like I'd never seen in my life up to then, you know. Absolutely amazing. A great man, great energy, and he changed the mentality of Irish footballers to where we actually believe in ourselves that we could compete on a world stage.
I did my Leaving Cert in 1990, so I have fond memories of Italia 90 and that summer and where he took us and what he believed that we could achieve. And yeah, it's very sad.
I was, yes, very saddened. Yes, he's a legendary Irishman. Yeah, no, he done a lot for the people and a lot for football.
Devastated, shocked, couldn't see it coming. He'd done Ireland such a big favour, and in my opinion, there should be a statue here for him.
Yeah, it was sad. I suppose be a football fan myself, and you know, you can't question how great his contribution was to Irish sport. And it's a shame to see him pass away over the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I was really shocked, like, because it was a big part of our childhood. I actually remember the World Cup 1990. We all, like, as kids, 10-year-olds, like, we were standing on top of the bus stops with our flags, like, so it's a major shock. I actually only heard on my way home from work yesterday, and it was definitely a big shock.
My fondest memory of Jack, it's a strange one actually, and it probably wouldn't be most people's fondest memory of Jack, but I think when in Lansdowne Road, when the English came over and they started wrecking the place, his reaction to that, I thought was absolutely fantastic, because of the fact that he was an Englishman. Yeah. And he put his foot down and he said, "I'm so embarrassed," and everything, and I think he changed a lot of the perceptions.
Right at the beginning, you know, when he started with the, because we all thought, what's he doing here, an English person? But he showed us the other road. He had a gift that I haven't seen in another manager.
He seemed to be a very humble man. You know, no matter how much the fans loved him, he was one of them. He understood the fans. And I think what he done for the team. He tried to bring that through to the fans. It had to be a party for the fans as much as the team. He took them with him everywhere.
The song put them under pressure. That was the big thing, yeah. It was really nice, and then it was so iconic that it was like an Englishman managing an Irish team, which was just good, you know.
A friend of mine went down to Daly Mount. This was before the Jack Charlton years. And you could throw a brick without hitting the supporter, you know, to be that little in the place, you know, yeah. So he really brought football home to the Irish, you know, yeah.
Favourite memory, waiting on him to come off the out of the airport on the open top bus there. We were standing up there, we were all kids there, up at the Santry Stadium there. Came down the back row there, we were all cheering, always remember. All my brothers and sisters, great, great.
Well, it's funny, that memory's really, I suppose, people talking about him, because I would have been too young to remember him as a manager, but you know, I would have grown up, I suppose, hearing about Italian 90. It's probably the most fond memory, and just even seeing videos of the win against Romania with the penalty shootout and just all the scenes that went with that, you know.
Very good. Thank you very much indeed. That was JJ Clark who compiled that Fox Pop yesterday. And I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. And we're talking about Jack Charlton and whether or not we should have a statue erected here in Dublin in his memory. And also, I just want to get your memories, as you heard from many of those people. I think the favourite memory for many people, obviously, is Italian 90. But one person in that Vox Pop mentioned there, his reaction, and I'll never forget it, 1995, when there was the riots in the old Lansdowne Road, English fans wrecking the place, throwing chairs from the upper tier. And just Charlton's look of horror and disgust at his own countrymen coming to Ireland and wrecking the place the way in which they did that famous night. His reaction just said it all. It really did. Ashley, you're on 98FM. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Firstly, you think there should be a statue erected for Jack Charlton?
Yeah, I was pretty young when I was when it all happened. Like, I was three when Ireland win the World Cup, but my famous memory was my mum and dad got married that year, and I remember I used to always sing the song when they got married in the church. I still get slagged to this day, because when they got married, I started singing ole 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 in the church.
at the age of three?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, so you even though you were so young, it's meant something to you, even at that age?
Yeah. It's still talked about. Whenever that song comes on, they always like me, because I always like started singing it when I was younger.
Ah, very good. Okay, so but as regards a statue, you reckon that's the least we can do?
I think so, because even it's nearly 30 years later and it's still talked about. Like,
absolutely.
Like Italian 1990, like, it was a big deal for the country.
It really was. And in fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had a whole feature on people's memories of that time. And anybody who was over the age of three will have amazing memories of that time. Very good, Ashley. Ole, ole, ole for your mammy and daddy. That's brilliant. I love it. Thanks very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. If you want to pay tribute to Jack Charlton, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note like Ben just did to 0877 98 98 98.
For all he done for us, there should be a day memory for him.
Oh, a national day of mourning. Is that what you're getting at? Can't really see that happening, but yeah, you never know. Let me go to Jay. You're on 98FM. How are you, Jay?
Hey, Adrian. How's things?
I'm good, thanks, Jay. A huge Charlton fan.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm a Manchester United fan, but he played predominantly for Leeds United.
That's right, yeah.
An amazing leader on and off the field of play. World Cup winner, 66. Treated disgracefully by England, really, because he applied for the manager job there, didn't even get a reply.
That's right,
but
yeah.
Well, their loss was their gain. It was amazing what this man achieved. Not just on a football level, Adrian, it's the social thing as well. It lifted a country when it needed it most, his escapades with the boys in green. He was a leader, as I said. a gentleman. A typical northeastern guy in the UK. What was on his mind, what you see is what you got. He spoke his mind, and he was always known for his plain speaking, as they say, you know.
Yeah, so he kind of wore his heart on his sleeve, didn't he?
Oh, we did, very much, Adrian, you know. And even he used to go into establishments over here, and I was only listening to some people talking yesterday. He went out to certain bars or restaurants, they paid by cheque. The cheques were never honoured because people wouldn't cash them. They kept them for posterity.
Yeah.
So such was the level. This guy, he achieved so much for us. Even people that didn't like football. I remember Italian 90, going to the pubs to watch the games. And look, I mean, watching the game in Genoa, grown men crying like babies.
Mm.
And David O'Leary put that ball in the back of the net.
What was it about him that sets him head and shoulders above any other manager Ireland has ever had?
I think he was the leader. Tactically, his game would be quite simple. It was very straightforward. Very difficult for other teams to play against. And he basically was just a leader. He knew how to get the best out of players. People respected him and they looked up to him and they wanted to give their utmost to him. And the whole squad did. You know, this, if you listen to any of the players talking, they just loved this guy. Like, he was like a father figure to them, you know. And he led, and he just had that connection with the Irish people. It was just there. He was really St. Jack. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I think he did must have a little hint of Irish blood blowing through his veins because he spent a lot of time over here fishing and having a few pints of the black stuff and everything, you know. So it's just, he just had that leadership quality, you know. And he wouldn't take any nonsense.
No, he certainly didn't take any nonsense.
You knew if somebody was acting up, there was no prima donnas. If they acted up, they were given a heave-ho. There was absolutely no messing around with this guy. And he led by example. He was a really good man. And the stories going around are multitudes of stories about him, how he dealt with players. And you hear Paul McGrath, for example, who actually really, he said, I actually genuinely loved this man. He was like a father to me, you know. So, and McGrath, one of the greatest centre-halves the game has ever seen. So he needed, Charlton was there at the right time for him to get the best out of Paul McGrath. You know, so it was just the leadership qualities that he had, Adrian. Just a magnificent leader and a really great man, you know.
All right, and I assume, like many people, you would be in favour of a statue being put up somewhere, maybe in Dublin, for Charlton.
Oh absolutely, absolutely. I think that's a no-brainer. What he achieved is absolutely phenomenal. In a short, well, he was 10 years there, and he brought us to the European Championships, two World Cups.
Mm.
I mean, the record speaks for itself. The only thing is, as you said, you saw that, listen on the news about the Luke Kelly thing. It's an absolute disgrace what happens here. No respect. Absolutely no respect for people.
No, and that's what I'm saying. If we were to put a statue up, it would have to be raised off the ground to stop some gobshite destroying it.
He was a big man anyway. You know, he was a tall man.
So,
yeah, they probably have to reach very high to get to him, you know. But, yeah, that's an absolute no-brainer, Adrian. Socially, as I said, not just the football world, I think socially, as I said, he lifted our spirits at a time when it was most needed.
All right, good to talk to you, and fantastic tribute. Thanks very much indeed. Will sent me this WhatsApp. He wants the spiral on O'Connell Street to be taken down.
Yeah, 100% have a statue of Jack. An ordinary Irish man he is, and we could take down that spiral on O'Connell Street there and scrap it, weigh it in, and it'll pay for Jack's statue outside the Aviva. I think the Irish should appreciate it a lot more, you know.
All right, so take down the spiral. Poe isn't a huge football fan, but also would love to see a statue.
Adrian, I think they should put a statue of Jack Charlton outside the Aviva Stadium, like Sir Matt Busby. I don't follow football. I'm not really a big football fan. An odd match I'll watch. But by God, in 98 and 99 and whatever it was, 2000, he was some man, and he really gave me a lovely time and my family. So for that, I think he should.
All right, very good. Let me go to, where am I going to? Let me see. Sorry, line three, and that is Daryl. You're on 98 FM. How are you, Daryl?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. The whole nation really taken by Charlton's passing.
Oh, I mean, some of the celebrity dies, you brush it off. It's like, oh, that's sad.
Mm.
I was making me breakfast, and I heard it on the telly that I just heard the words defender pass. So I went out and looked at the telly, and I saw it was Jack, and I found myself getting really, really upset.
Yeah.
I didn't know why.
I have to say myself, when I heard it yesterday morning, I've kind of felt the same, and I can't even explain why.
I never. I mean, it was so strange being a Leeds fan. I've been a Leeds fan all my life. I've been a football fan all my life. So there was an impact. But it wasn't just that. He took us from the grey 80s. Like the country was upside down in the 80s. Massive, massive unemployment, and dragged us out of that and put a future in front of us that none of us could imagine, not just in football.
And do you put that down to, I mean, a lot of people credit the success of the soccer squad to an improvement in the national psyche and all of that, and leading to the Celtic Tiger. Do you put that down to that?
It's 100% part of it.
Really?
Part of it. You can't really correlate, you know, an economic boom to a football team, but the inspiration that he gave us drove the country to a certain place that we never thought was there. There was the 80s. The 80s was great. The 90s burst forward in like a flash of colour. And he'd done it in a very strange way by plucking English players with questionable questionable Irish answers.
Yeah, they met the criteria, the granny rule, as it was called. So as regards a statue, you think we should have one to him?
100%.
Where would you put it, outside the Aviva?
I mean, I'd put it on O'Connor Street, but the Aviva would be perfect. For it changed how we act as a nation. I mean, my group, we all have memories. I was seven during 1990, and hazy enough. I remember saying goals. I remember crying when Rue Gullett scored, and I remember watching Paddy Bonner say. But 94 was the strongest memory because I moved into the same part of Dublin. And I made friends I have for life there. And that World Cup was on when I moved in. So it's just a vivid, bright memory that only he could have done that.
And
I also met him as well.
Pardon me?
A few times. I met him as well.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. I used to work in Golden Discs in Santry, in the Omni. And he came to sign a DVD outside the shop.
Right.
And it was just a carnival. Carnival people coming in, Ireland jerseys, Leeds jerseys, getting the jersey signed. He left his cap in the back room. We all had a go of his cap.
Brilliant.
Just an absolute...
Brilliant.
Absolute gentleman.
Right.
He didn't just change football. He changed the national psyche.
All right. I have to say, I'm really taken aback by the reaction to the passing of Jack Charlton. I have been all weekend, to be quite honest. Somebody just sent me, just because of the day that's in it, I had to dig out my Italian 90 sticker book. I was 12 when my dad brought me to Italy to watch every Irish World Cup match. My dad was a massive football fan, and Jack's passing brought back many amazing memories of my dad. And he sends photographs of his Italian 90 sticker book, which is brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Another lady sent us a photograph of her in her Leeds jersey and scarf. Devastated, she says. I've been a Leeds supporter since the 60s. He was called the Giraffe. I never knew that. After yesterday's Leeds win, in honour of Jack, and yes, there should be a statue of him erected, says Teresa. Derek, you're on 98FM. How are you, Derek?
Hey, Adrian, how are you doing? All right.
You also met Jack Charlton twice.
Yeah, I met him. Totally different circumstances. I met him, we were away with the lads, I think it was one, like an Easter weekend, and we were on the red eye flight, so now over to Newcastle for the weekend. And we'd been drinking in the bar from early and a few drinks on the plane, and we got a train into Newcastle, and someone said, when you go outside, there's always a policeman outside, just ask him where you're staying, he'll tell you what direction to go, you know?
Right.
So when we came out, who was standing there in his FAI jacket, only Jack Charlton. Now, he was gone out of the job a good few years, but he still had the jacket on, you know?
Right.
So we were all there, about 12 of us, and we actually got a photograph. We were there for 10 minutes talking to him, like, and he said he did 10 of them jackets at home in the wardrobe and stuff like that, you know?
Brilliant. And he was cool about taking the photograph with you?
100%. And like, we said, which way is this? We were going to train someplace called the Swallows or something, and he said, listen, lads, you have to go right, because there's F all up on the left-hand side there, so it can only be one way, you know? But the second time then was in Atlanta Airport, and I was coming home with my wife from Vegas, and so we were at the Dublin gate, the departure gate, and he was over at the Manchester one, I think it was. And there was a big load of Irish people there from Swords, and all these kids who wouldn't have known who Jack Charlton was, all the parents knew who he was. But they all went over to him and getting photographs, and he never turned down one person. Like, there was was 100 kids there, and they were all going over for about 20 minutes asking for photographs, and he stood up and took their photographs, taken everyone. And them kids hadn't a clue who Jack Charlton was, you know what I mean?
That's brilliant. That really
it was all
is.
It was all the parents that knew exactly who he was, but not the kids, you know. But he had so much time for everybody.
I love the Newcastle story. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, great memories, Derek. Thanks very much indeed. Rob sent me this message.
Hey, Adrian, my dad remembers meeting Jack Charlton, and he said he was a true gent, very nice man, and very, very tall. So, yes, definitely a remembrance of statue. Thanks from Rob.
All right, Eddie, though, doesn't like the idea of a statue.
100% against a statue. We go on about the English every chance they get, going on about winning the 1966 World Cup. At least they won something to celebrate. And we want to put a statue up of a bloke who got us to the quarterfinals. No. Love Jack. He was a great man. He lifted the spirit of the country. But no, we're not having a statue celebrating failure. We didn't win anything.
Okay. Jackie, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Jackie?
Hi, good morning. Hi, I'm just having to laugh at that last message about Jack Charlton not doing anything for us as a country. I think my memories, I moved back from England, actually, Christmas 89, and my dad died in February 90, but that's got nothing to do, you know, the World Cup then came around and the whole atmosphere, and I think the whole, everyone's, it was such a dark time, you know, nationwide and unemployment and all that, and he just lifted the spirits of everybody in the country. Everyone took an interest in football, particularly me. You know, I used to support Northern Ireland, unfortunately, before Ireland came on the scene and the World Cup scene and stuff like that. And I think pubs used to be packed, you know. People had, I don't know how people had huge big cardboard cutouts of Jack Charlton in the pubs. Maybe it was a advertisement, but people used to be doing dancing around the pubs with this statue, and the statue would be at the front, the cardboard cutout would be at the front, and everyone would be bowing down to it and dancing around. They'd be bringing it out onto the street during the matches, and the whole country was lifted, you know. And
you're particularly moved by this today.
I am. Do you know what? I was just saying, I've cried since I've heard it. I heard it first thing Saturday morning at whatever, 9 o'clock news. And I haven't stopped crying about it. And it's not that I'm a mad football. I didn't think I was. I loved the football era and the thing that he did brought. But I didn't think I was such a fan of his.
Yeah, and like I said, I've been really gobsmacked by the reaction over the weekend to his passing. And I know we talked on this show a couple of weeks ago about people's memories of Italia 90, but that was one thing. But I didn't think he had that much of a grasp or grip of the Irish nation for an Englishman.
No.
And, really bowled over by the comments. Jackie, thanks very much indeed. And let me just play this from Richie.
Jack made us believe we could be anything.
Oh, there you go. Nice and simple. Jack made us believe we could be anything. And sure, you couldn't have a conversation about Jack Charlton without finishing it off with this. Just have to play it.
We really shake them up when we win the World Cup. Cause Ireland are the
easy for us, Chris, and we're going to be easy for them either. Push people. We inflict our game on the people, put them under pressure. You've got a game to win. Put them under pressure.
Still a great song, still sends shivers up your spine, doesn't it? Brilliant. Anyway, that's all in memory of Jack Charlton. And I just got a video sent in to me this very second, which I have to play.
Leaves me sitting here, listening to that. Jack Charlton, may he rest in peace. Thanks for the memories. Well, great song, lads, great show.
Oh, there you go. He's really upset. Oh, well. Thank you for what's his name? Gary. Thanks very much indeed, Gary, for sending that in. And thanks, a lot of you messaging in. Lads, I'm in tears listening to this. RIP Jack, says Sue in Sandyford. And lots of similar messages. Thanks, all of you. And may he rest in peace.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.